Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you. Welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. This is the Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We just thank God for all of you on this wonderful prayer line. We've come to give God praise and adoration, giving Him first fruits at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, thank you.
Praise belongs to God. We do thank Him for all things. Thank Him.
Always thank Him.
And His kindness. I do come to you like Paul said in, I believe, the 4th chapter of Ephesians, where he said that I'm the least among you, the least saint among you, meaning he humbled himself before every man and every woman. And I do humble myself and know that it's a blessing that you're here. I know that we have many, many leaders on this line, worldwide, through our blog and through this Fresh Fruits and through GMAP and others. I realize that we have many, many leaders, and I count myself to be the least among you. As a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherds of life, come to you. God bless you. Thank you for joining us this day. This is a wonderful day to give God praise. One of the things
you
do on the line that may be unusual to you, but we believe in speaking. This is a day and time I've seen it happen when there are saints, so-called saints, who don't even speak to folks. That's not a good thing. So this morning I say good morning to all of you. Good morning to you.
Thanks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning to all of you. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good
morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Ooh, Lord.
And if you would, let's commence the line unusually with, as we do, give Him praise and adoration. When I say praise check, I keep trying to teach and train that is the time that all of us will open our mouths and give God praise. It's not to find out if you have a praise. Someone I know of, a pastor, a bishop, who was commenting on the praise check. He said, I don't need to have no praise check. My people believe in praising God. But he misunderstood. Praise check is not to check whether or not your people are praising God. Praise check is basically to see what level your praise is on. Yeah, we hope you have a praise, but what level is it on? Amen. Mine is high. Amen. Regardless of when you wake me up or whatever, I got a praise, a high praise for God, because He has done miracles in my life. Miracles. So many miracles. Where is your level? Amen. I'm going to find out. Mainly God will find out, because we're going to have a praise check. Let's go. Praise check, everybody. Oh, God, thank you,
Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord for you and
your name.
Father.
My God. Write it down. see God do it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you this morning. We're moving to our special guest speaker. Amen. We thank God for her and for all that she has done to help First Fruits and to help Amazing Grace. She's been a great, great blessing, always pushing and encouraging our ambassador, Lady Betty Johnson, and always pushing and encouraging your international ambassador, and always pushing and encouraging Amazing Grace as well as this First Fruits.
Amen.
Amen. We appreciate all that she's done. Again, I say that. And we welcome her to speak this morning on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. In just a moment, we're going to have our station identification, and then we're going to introduce her, or present her, rather. We've introduced her. All right. None other than Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges. Amen. All right. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? Give us our station identification. And if Pastor Strada is on this morning, we want to recognize him too. Also, the line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Good morning. This is Ambassador Hagen. We do praise the magnificent name of the Lord. We give him all the glory. We are here. We broadcast him live in the studio of the NPA Blog Talk Radio. We do salute and then our Chief Ambassador, International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We do salute and honor and then our First Lady of this line, Ambassador Lady Betty. Father Lady Johnson, thank God for Mother of the Nation, Mother Adelaide Johnson, to all the bishops and pastors and all the other broadcasters, to everyone who's listening around the world. We're here live in the studio, as you know, Blog Talk Radio. It is the world's largest social radio on the network, and it comprises of a lot of other social networks. You name it, glory be to God, and we can be heard literally all over the world. And since the last stats came in, we have over 90 million listeners, and it's steady increasing, and we give God the praise. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Australia, Japan, China, Indonesia, India, the islands, Virgin Islands, my God, Jordan, Jerusalem, you name it, just literally all over the world. And we give God the praise for what he's doing. And we want to thank God for our international ambassador who's doing an excellent job in getting message across the world. And the world is catching on. It is certainly a spiritual awakening, and they're doing it even now. And we want to thank you for your excellent work. May God forever bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. We appreciate it very, very much. And you are doing an excellent job on your introductory remarks. I appreciate it. Never ask you to say anything as I know of, but I just want to thank you for the kindness shown toward us. Thank you so much. All right. God bless you. The young lady who, some time ago, in Amazing Grace, through her job, she spoke to Capital One, and they gave us over 300 office chairs, a gift of that are really accumulated to about $90,000. And a young lady who has brought many people to our church has been a great blessing. We present her again. Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
God bless you. Amen. She accepted her calling to the ministry under our ministry. And I want to just thank God for that. All right, the line is open to you. Take about 20 minutes or whatever the Lord leads you to take. The line is open to you.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador, and good morning to everyone on the First Fruit Prayer Line this morning. I thank God for my life. I thank God for all of you all that are here this morning. I'm not a long speaker, but I get in there. When the Lord is through, I'm through. So I'm asking you all to pray for me this morning as I bring to you what the Lord has given to me. And this morning, I'm going to talk a little bit about the wind. And we know that there are hundreds of references in the Bible, throughout the Bible, that relates to the wind. We know that wind can be caused by such natural factors. wind can be caused by such natural factors as unequal heating in the planet's surface, whereby warm air will rise up and the cooler air will flow into to replace it and cause like a little wind. Or God can create and direct the wind for whatever purpose that he chooses. If he wants it to blow something out of the way or blow something in, God can do that because he's God. And there's also at least one reference in the Bible that implies that even Satan can control the wind to a limited extent, not to the extent where the Lord can, but, you know, just a limited extent. Throughout the Bible history, God often used the wind and other elements of the weather according to his will. Genesis 8 and 1 tells us that God remembered Noah and all the beasts and all the cattle that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind blow over the earth, and the waters subsided. If we skip down to Exodus 10 and 13, it tells us that Moses stretched out his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind had brought the locust. So I guess we're seeing here now that the east wind would bring things in. Then in Exodus 14 and 21, it goes on to tell us how Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided, and the people of Israel went in the midst of the sea on dry ground, and the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. But today, my topic is coming from Acts 2 and 2, where it says, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the houses where they were sitting." If I were to take a subject for today or a theme for today, I would want to leave with you all this message that the answer, my friend, is blowing in that wind. And it comes upon you. You see, it's something different about that rushing wind. When they talked about that rushing wind that fell on the people that day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost came in, they didn't say, oh, you know, a little breeze came through. They said, a rushing wind came in there. It came upon them suddenly. They had been praying and waiting for the Lord to do something. Suddenly, it came in there, and it fell upon them. I don't know about you all, but you see, it's something different about that rushing wind, especially when it comes upon you unexpectedly. I remember when I received the Holy Ghost. I think I was at home or something. I was getting ready to go to work. And I got ready to get in the shower, and I had been seeking the Holy Ghost in a revival down in a place called Mebane, North Carolina. And I didn't receive it while I was there, but I came back to the D.C., Northern Virginia area that Sunday night. But I was still kind of drunk in the spirit, wanting the Holy Ghost, since I was getting ready to go to work. And I got in the shower. It seemed like the Holy Ghost, I just kept saying, man, I just want it, I want it, I want it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just kept thanking the Lord. And it seemed like suddenly I lost my breath or something. I often hear Mother Johnson talking about how she gritted her teeth. But I kind of lost my breath right there in the shower. And it's like something just took over me, just came off. All over me. That wind just got all up in the inside of me. And I began to speak in tongues, and I couldn't stop it. I couldn't control it. I got out of the shower, and I tried to sit on the side of the bed and get myself together. I couldn't. My aunt called me, and I couldn't even talk to her, and she just started praising God with me. But, you know, when that wind is upon you, and you know that you got that wind in you, you know, it begins to pick up. It's like a hurricane. A hurricane goes around and it picks up everything that's in its path. That wind starts to spin and it starts to grab things. And the Holy Ghost, it showed me as I began to prepare this message that sometimes the Holy Ghost can be just like a hurricane, that wind in there. Just pick up things. It will pick up forgiveness. That wind can handle, can take that forgiveness, that unforgiving spirit out. And I want to share a bit of my testimony. And hopefully this would help someone. And I prayed long and I prayed hard about this because I said, Lord, I've never shared this with anybody because it was a very hurtful thing, you know. But then he began to tell me the longer I sat on it, that the word, you know, it needed to get out because he has delivered me from this. That wind of the Holy Ghost has delivered me from this. And what I was struggling with forgiveness, with forgiving someone. Someone had hurt me very, very bad as a child, beginning at the age of 6, right on up until I turned 17 and left home to go. I was being abused by my father. And I had a hard time dealing with this, even as a child. It was like I couldn't do things that normal children do. Because he was a controlling person, controlling everyone in the house, my mother, everybody, abusive, physically abusive to my mom. But he was abusive to me personally. It's like I had no life growing up as a child because all of my innocence was taken from me by this man on a daily basis. And I had made up in my mind that once I got grown enough, I was going to kill him. That was the bottom line. He had to die. And I had to do it. I went to psychiatrists. Mom sent me to psychiatrists and counseling and all of that. I went as I got grown. But it wasn't helping me. There was still something in my heart that told me that I got to get him back. He destroyed my life. And I have to destroy his life. I couldn't understand why my mother and my grandmother and all of the people in my home were at church saying, here come the Messiah. And I'm at home saying, here come the monster. Didn't the Lord show you this? Didn't you see what I was going through? I couldn't understand why no one was there for me. I knew that I was going to get him back. I had just made up in my mind that's just what was going to happen. Sometimes when I moved away from home, I would think about it, and I would start drinking. I would start drugging. I would get the baddest cocaine out there, and I would snort it because I felt like that was my way of escape. But the problem was not leaving. I just wanted it to go away. I felt like everybody that looked at me could see what had happened to me, could see that I was damaged, that I was scarred for life behind something that someone did to me, and I was not going to forgive him. When my mother passed and he showed up at my mother's funeral, again, every time I see him, I want to destroy him. But I was still saying that I was saved. Wasn't until recently, to make a long story short, when that wind of forgiveness came upon me, and I just said to myself, I prayed about it. I said, Lord, you know I love you, and you know what he did for me. You got to help me with this because I don't want to carry this throughout my life. It's not good for me. It's making me sick. It's holding me down. It's holding me back. Please help me. Give me more of you. Give me that forgiveness, that spirit of forgiveness that I can forgive him because it's obvious he's never going to ask me to forgive him. But allow me to forgive him. I'm telling you, one day I went back home because it's been since I've been here. And I went back home and I went over to visit him. And I just looked him straight in his face. And that wind gave me the boldness to tell him, you know, I forgive you. I forgive you for everything that you've done to me, for everything you did to your mother, to my mom. And I let him know my plan was to take you out of here. But I'm a different person now. And that wind just blew over me so that I could forgive this man. I had to forgive him because I'm saying that I got Christ in my life. I got the Holy Ghost. And that wind just blew all that I don't want to say hatred, but all that anger, all that frustration, all that retaliation, all that vengeance that was in me was taken away from me by that wind. So I want to tell you all today as I close that some of you all may be going through things. Some of you may just be holding on to some things that someone could do to you, has done to you, but you just got to put it in the wind. Some of you may need deliverance. Your deliverance is in the wind. Your finances, whatever you're going through, is in the wind. If you are standing in the need of a new home, just like the hurricane, whatever is going on in your home, put it in the wind. Because the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. That's Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges. Oh, my God. What a wonderful, wonderful word. And the Lord use you in a magnificent and mighty way this morning. So, which even worldwide, as you spoke to over 90 million people through our blog line and through the First Fruits, my God, you've helped so many people. And thank you so very, very much. I want to open up the line. I know a lot of people want to encourage you. Amen. And we certainly want to receive it. Every line I know of, I'm opening them up. Amen. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think anything needs to be said to that message. I'm the type of person, I don't believe in coming behind somebody. They taught us in seminary that you don't go behind someone and try to preach their message again and put your spin on it. No, that's inappropriate. I want to thank her for this wonderful message, and we wanted to take effect and hold the effect on people just like she gave it. Thus God gave it to her. Thank you so much. The line is open to you. Everybody needs to be encouraged. The line is open to you. If you want to encourage or you have a word of praise, report, or whatever you want to do at this time, the line is open to you. Who's first?
God. Good morning. God bless you, Sister Gina Hodges. Amen. This is Elder Davis out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Just come from casting my vote. Amen. And I dialed into the prayer line. Amen. That was mighty, 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 mighty good. Amen. It touched me. And I just say to you, be encouraged. And we thank God for, amen, allowing you, amen, the opportunity, amen, praise God, and affording you to, amen, give forgiveness. And if we don't do it, praise God, amen, we're going to be held accountable for it. But that was very encouraging to me. Amen. Just come from voting. I say all of you that haven't voted, you need to get out today and vote. God bless you, Elder Davis, out of Fayetteville, North Carolina.
God bless you, Elder Davis. And wonderful, wonderful. All right, the line is open to you. Who else wants to encourage? The line is open to you.
God bless you, Ambassador Alexis Gina. What a word, what a word. You overcame by the words of your testimony. Praise God. Thank God for the power of forgiveness. And we thank God for you. No one can tell it like you can. And we are thanking God for you being such a powerful speaker. And we praise God that you were one that escaped the enemy's hands and was able to be a help to someone else. And that is why God has blessed you and anointed you and called you and appointed you and given you the victory to teach.